Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Christian High School Principal Daryl DeRuyter. Mr. DeRuyter, thank you so much for taking some time out today.
You're welcome, Shaylin. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Mm-hmm. And a special day coming up tomorrow here at Pella Christian High School. It's Grandparents' Day. What can you tell us about Grandparents' Day?
Well, we love Grandparents' Day here at Pella Christian High, and we've been doing this for many, many years. And it's part of our Christian Education Week. It's kind of a week we set aside to really celebrate Christian education. And part of that week includes a day we call Grandparents' Day, and that'll be tomorrow, Tuesday, where we, all of the grandparents of kids that we have are invited to our school for the morning. We start off with the chapel exercises right away in the morning at 8:25, and then the grandparents can visit, go with their grandchildren, and go to their first three classes if they desire to do that. And many of our grandparents have multiple grandkids, so they kind of split up a little bit, and they can go visit those first three class periods with their grandchildren. Then we have a program in our auditorium where a variety of students participate with some entertainment, some singing, some playing of instruments, some reciting of some poems and speeches that they maybe have done recently for forensics. And then I think even our Tulip Court even comes and does their presentation for our grandparents as well. And then we feed them a wonderful, delicious lunch, and then they're done for the day. So it's kind of a half a day. It's in the morning. We usually have a great turnout, so we're looking forward to seeing our grandparents here tomorrow.
Sure. What kind of feedback do you get, or what kind of comments do you get from grandparents who maybe it's been a few years since they've been to the high school, and to see things that have changed since the last time they were here?
Yeah, good question. We often ask, for some grandparents, it's the first time that they've been here for Grandparents' Day because their oldest grandchild might be just into high school, and for some, they've been coming back for many, many years. We even give some prizes out to some grandparents who've traveled the farthest, for grandparents who have the most grandkids at Pella Christian High, and things like that. So we have a lot of fun, and the feedback from grandparents is usually quite positive. I think they look forward to this day, and you know what? Our students really look forward to this day. It is a joy to see the looks on their faces, the smiles on our students' faces when they meet their grandparents, greet their grandparents, and get to show them around school a little bit. So it's a fun morning.
Sure. And this is, again, as you said, part of a bigger week of activities out here at Pella Christian High School, yeah. and a lot of things going on yet this spring still, too, as well.
Yes, it's a busy time from spring break on. It's always very busy for schools, and this is kind of just a fun week and an important week that we get to set aside and just really celebrate what we're doing in Christian education here in this part of Iowa. Just last Saturday night, we had our annual Gathering of Friends banquet. It's kind of a big event for us. It's a big fundraising event for us, and which we hope we raise about $70,000. And we had a great turnout for that. It was a wonderful evening, and it just kind of kicks off this part of the year for us. The other thing that we often and usually have during this week is our Pastor's Appreciation Day. That's typically on the Thursday of this week. But this week's Holy Week, as everybody knows, and so pastors are quite busy this week, and many of them even that night have a Monday Thursday service. So we've postponed our Pastors Appreciation Day to Tuesday, May 3. So we look forward to hosting our pastors. It'll just be in a couple weeks rather than during this week.
Sure. What are some other activities going on here at Pella Christian for the rest of the spring?
Well,
there are
many. We've got, eight different sports teams going on, boys and girls, golf, tennis, track, and soccer. So that in itself is a busy time. Our band just got back from their trip to Dort College for the Dort Band Festival, but we've got concerts yet coming up. We have a spring choir concert. We've got a Pops band concert coming up. We have an awards night later on in May. Our senior class trip is next week, Thursday and Friday, and our seniors are going to Chicago for a couple of days. That's always fun for them. Of course, Tulip Time's in there, and our kids get involved with that as well, doing barricades as well as working in their own church or group youth activity booths and just being part of the parades as well. So lots of things going on. It's all fun. And, of course, education's going on too. We still have, five 5 or 6 weeks of school yet, and teachers are working hard to continue to provide that good education, and we try to keep students from checking out too early.
That can be a challenge.
It can be a challenge, especially for our seniors, but they're hanging in there pretty well right now, which is good to see.
And keeping them on the right track for this kind of this home stretch, as we were talking about before we started.
That's right. You know, graduation is May 21, Saturday, May 21, and many of those seniors are at the point where they're making their college decisions now. I meet kids every morning before school, and I'm constantly asking seniors, "Hey, where are you going to be next year?" And previous to this last week or so, it was, "I'm not sure," or "It's between these two colleges." But now more and more of them are saying, "Hey, I'm going here, I'm going there," and they're making those decisions, which are important decisions for them to make at this time.
Is that pretty normal every year? As the school year winds down, you get closer and closer to graduation. The number of kids who are making those final decisions grows. But
yeah, absolutely. You know, some know maybe already last fall where they're going. You know, they made their college visit to juniors or in the fall of their senior year, and they know. And others, it just takes a while. And you know, sometimes they wait for financial aid packages. Sometimes they're just struggling to decide between here or there. But yeah, now as we get closer, more and more, and I'd say most of them, you know, by graduation and probably by the 1st of May, they've got their mind made up, and they're starting to think that way too, and they're ready to move on, and that's good. You know, we'll miss them, but you know, we gladly have them graduate and move on to the next level of life or education or wherever God's calling them.
Sure, send them out into the world to
that's right
find their way
to make a difference and meet this, you know, the second part of our mission at Pella Christian High. We want to provide that Christ-centered education while they're here, but we also are preparing them for lifelong Christian service. That's the second part of our mission, and we won't realize that, or we don't get to see that until they leave here. Mm-hmm. So in a way, it's good for them to get to that stage, that point in their academic, educational, or life career, and move on to what's next.
Sure. It's a lot of big decisions, a lot of big activities here at Pella Christian as we kind of get to the end part of the spring.
That's right, and it's always fun. It's always busy. And we hope the weather cooperates with a lot of the outdoor activities, but it's a fun time to be at school, but a busy time.
Sure. Principal Derider, thank you so much for taking some time out today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Shaylin. Always good to talk to you.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Christian High School Principal Daryl Derider, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.